The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg. Money, money, money. Time to talk with our friend from Emerald Coast Coins. Good morning. Stephanie is here. What's going on?
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. Just trying to get through the week.
Well, we're on Friday Eve, if that's any consolation.
Yes, it is such a consolation.
Any consolation. So, Stephanie Dodson, she's here. It's a family-run business. How many years have y'all had Emerald Coast Coins here now?
The store has been around for going on 23 years.
Wow.
This year. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing, really, when you think about
it's
so
crazy.
Many changes. When you think of all the changes in the last 23 years.
Yeah, all the changes, all the ebbs and flows of just like, you know, everything in general, we've still been able to stick around this long.
So Emerald Coast Coins, in case someone has not heard this show before, tell us a little bit about your company, what you do, where you're located,
all
the fun stuff, but the background information, because I'm thinking, Emerald Coast Coins, what is that?
Right. So we are a family, you know, family-owned, veteran-owned coin shop that we've been around for about 23 years. We're at 1811 Creighton Road. We used to be over near CC's Pizza. We moved from there about 8 or 9 years ago.
You've got a big store.
Yeah, we got
now.
A nice, our own brick and mortar store. So that's been great. We're just here to serve the community any way they need when it comes to gold, silver, you know, flatware, metal detectors for the moment. We're getting out of those because Dad's really retiring, he said.
Mm-hmm. He's been saying that now since I've been here.
Yes. Probably
about 6 months now.
Right? At least a year and a half. But okay. Yeah, so he's really retiring now.
Okay.
So we do a little bit of all that kind of stuff. We can help you determine, you know, if your coins are worth value, debunk a lot of the stuff we see on, you know, TikTok or Google, or, you know, we try to debunk a lot of that too. We're here to educate.
Right.
Just help the community out.
Okay. Well, usually we'll kick off the show talking to us about gold and silver prices and where we're at with those right now.
Yes. And they have been crazy. So earlier this week, it got over $3,400
really?
An ounce for gold.
Is that the highest this
year? Highest ever.
Oh, really?
Just highest ever.
Interesting.
So we've still, like, we've rebounded. It dropped about $100 yesterday, and now it's back up to, like, $3,325.
Mm-hmm.
It's still insane. So anybody who's purchased gold, who purchased gold or their family purchased gold any time before now, you know, is most likely going to make money.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's good news then. Yeah.
Like I had a customer come in yesterday and they had jewelry because we do broken and unwanted jewelry also.
Mm-hmm.
So they came in with jewelry. They still had their original receipt for where they purchased the jewelry in like late 2000, like 9 maybe or I can't remember if it was the 90s or 2000s, but anyways, it was a long time ago. So I quoted them a price, which was a little over $200 and change. And they paid like $380 for this bracelet. So if that was the retail price back then, that means gold's really high right now for me to get even close to that price.
Right, right. Interesting. Okay, so that's the good news. And what do you think is the big factor now in the fluctuations? I mean, I don't know a lot about the gold market, but what would your take be on that?
My take is, it's just everything that's going on in the world right now, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, anything from the not tariffs or the tariff wars to, you know, paying attention to the NASDAQ and the Dow, like
people are feeling insecure.
They're,
so they're
feeling insecure.
Invest in gold.
Yeah, that's it. And I know a lot of people are like, well, why would you do that? I mean, for me personally, it's just something that will, stay consistent. You know, it might not always be $3,300, but it's always going to have a value.
Right. Right.
And it's tangible and physical.
Okay. Very interesting. I'm so fascinated by all of this. Okay. So you were telling me that we were chatting a little bit on, and you were saying that some scams are going on now and things to look out for that are online. And
so
talk some about that.
And I would say they're just worrisome. I don't know that I would go as far as to say scams completely. To me, they're very worrisome because they go after the people who are undereducated and might not know exactly what they're looking for. So, or somebody who's just sitting up late night enjoying their best life, you know, mm-hmm. watching TV or whatever, and they see these ads. And these ads tell you, well, same thing, invest in gold, invest in silver, but we'll hold it for you. Or they're going to charge you way more than any local place will. Mm-hmm. Like when I talk local, I never just talk about us because, you know, there's more than us around.
Right.
And I always tell people, check prices everywhere. Get your best price because I want you to make the most of your money. Mm-hmm. 100%. So check local, whether it's here to, you know, Alabama, whatever. Check locally. Because those places, I had a customer one time, they had bought stuff back in 2010. Mm-hmm. And when they sold it before gold was where it's at now, they were barely breaking even when they sold it last year. Barely break, and they should have been making money considering where gold prices were, you know, late last year to where they were in 2010, mm-hmm. which was around like $1,500.
Is that because of the fees?
That's just because they're like, they would call them like more special, or you're getting a great investment. So they would upcharge.
Then they would pretend
and throw in like, I'm going to throw in this little tiny gold coin for free, but not really. You still mm-hmm. probably paid like $500 for that coin.
Right. So these are the ads that you see, especially like buy this special coin.
Yes.
Well, what about those? Because so I see that all the time. Since I don't know about coins, but boy, I watched that ad. I'm thinking, I better get one of those.
Yes. So you do. You will see those like get this coin. And then they'll say something like, you'll see like a gold looking buffalo. And they'll say it's 24 gold carat, and then they quietly say like layered.
Ooh.
So that means it's just dipped in gold, and they want you to spend $50. So you're like, oh, I'm getting a gold buffalo for $50. You're just getting a commemorative, like copy coin of it.
Okay,
and they got a lot of people with those.
Wow. So then those folks come into you expecting to get a payoff.
Yep. They're like, oh, $50, and I'm like, no, it's just a pretty.
So what's the true value of that?
I typically don't purchase them.
Mm-hmm. But it would be
a couple bucks.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
For me, you know, like obviously anybody, you know, if you can find somebody to pay you like 10 or 15, 20 bucks, and, you know, definitely get that. But for me, they're just novelty.
Okay.
They're just awesome looking.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk with Meg talking to Stephanie Dotson with Emerald Coast Coins. If you have any questions, or if you maybe you bought a coin recently or you've been looking at something, and we've got some, we're going to talk a little bit about some great gift ideas too, but text in at 850-437-1620. That's why we call it the expert panel, because Stephanie is definitely an expert with Emerald Coast Coins.
I've been working on it. I've even been working on like trying to learn the paper money more, which is definitely my brother's niche, and the foreign coins and currency, which again is my brother's niche.
Okay.
I've been working on it.
I think you're pretty knowledgeable. I mean, I would not take a test next to you.
Oh my goodness. I would.
My knowledge is very limited.
I would panic.
Very limited.
But we do the foreign currency and coins too, but a lot of people, you know, we go to look up things online, they're like, oh, I should be able to get like exchange rate for them. But, you know,
How does that work?
A lot of that stuff has been devalued because they've moved to the euro, especially over in Europe. In Mexico, the Mexican pesos, they devalued their Mexican pesos the last time, I think, was in 1996, maybe, off the top of my head. So anything 1996 and prior, like, it's like one peso is like a tenth of a penny.
Wow.
So, you know, you have to get a lot of, you know, so they don't exchange them. Now, if you have anything after that, you know, we still buy the current ones, not at exchange rate because we don't exchange for a percentage. But even that percentage for pesos is small right now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Right now, yeah. So interesting. It's such a whole nother world.
It's crazy. And when I started working with my dad back in 2009, I never thought I would have all this information in my brain. And now it's stuck here forever.
Well, you do great. You're doing great. And I would imagine if someone wanted to just stop by, where are you located again? Because you have a big store.
We do. It's 1811 Creighton Road. It's right past the Lanier Light if you're coming off of Davis. But we're pretty much smack dab in the middle of Creighton between 9th and Davis.
Okay.
We're next to like Sophie Swimwear across from the Cumberland Farms.
You can't miss it. Big sign.
Yeah, big sign. It's got little flashing pictures on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we did get a text in this morning for you, a question for Stephanie. Uh-huh. Are Liberty coins valuable?
So when people say Liberty coins, I need more information because there's a lot of coins people call Liberty. There's a the silver eagles that people call Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
There are Walking Liberty half dollars.
So if you, the person that texted in, if you have a specific coin you're asking about, if you can give us some more specifics, she can probably give you a better answer.
There's even like a $20 gold coin that's a Liberty. So there's so Liberty's broad spectrum coin. So I will say off of just the word Liberty, most likely it has some value in it, whether it's silver value or if it's gold, then gold value. But so most likely, yes, they will have some value.
So are those older coins?
So the silver eagles are new. They started in 1986. The Walking Liberty half dollar started in 1916 and go up to 1947, 48, somewhere in there. And there's always, I would say with everything, there's a little bit.
Okay, our listener just texted walking.
Walking Liberty. So we're going to go towards probably half dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And again, so the Walking Liberty half dollars, most of them are going to be worth around silver price, which their silver price today is going to be around $11. I didn't figure it out before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
There are a handful, as with most of the older coins, that are better dates, 1921s, the earlier years, 16, 17, 18. If they look decent, they can be worth a little bit more than just their silver value.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you know you at least got silver value, you know, 10, 11 bucks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So one of the things I've learned, do not clean your coins.
Do not clean your coins.
I'm a threat to do that. Oh, it would look pretty.
It will look so pretty. Well, and I get a lot of people who are like, well, I couldn't read the date, so I cleaned it so I could read the date. And I get it. But if it's old, just bring it in. And we have, we have a microscope if we need to, we have little magnifying glasses. We have ways to try and see that date.
Okay, so definitely do not clean it. Just bring it in as is.
Yes, you don't want to take a coin that could potentially be worth, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars and take it back down to like a $45 coin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's, wanted to make that point because I think that's really important.
It's very important.
So one of the things too is that we have collectors that come to your store, but also it's a great gift idea. So talk about that because we do have graduations. What are some of the ideas that you can do for people?
We do have graduations coming up, and I'll hit on a story for there in a second. So we have these little cases that say graduation on them, and they fit a 2025 Silver Eagle.
Oh, cool.
So for anybody who's got a graduate, you know, you can get them a little commemorative 2025 Silver Eagle.
Oh, I love that idea.
That's beautiful. I had a customer, and I talked about this last time, who their grandfather had given them a gold coin, and they didn't even know it was in their garage, like it with all their cards. And when they called to ask me how much it was, I was like, at the time, it was probably like $1,900. And they were like, what? It's just been in my garage this whole time.
Right.
So, like, you know, there's so... You know, some people give gold coins, whether it be a small one, a big one, whatever. If they're into history, which a lot of kids nowadays are, I've noticed, are more into history and learning like on their own, besides just learning in school, learning on their own about stuff. We have Spanish Cobbs, pirate money.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
Those
pretty cool.
Those are so cool. Like the pirate money is my favorite.
Where do you find that?
Get them from other...
the obvious answer being pirate ships.
Pirate ships, obviously. We get them from other distributors who get them off of the pirate ships.
Wow. That's so interesting. Now, are some of their are there coins that they found on ships in these waters? Do you know? I mean, specifically, or...
There have been some. I don't know which ones I have in the store right now.
Mm-hmm.
That falls on to my brother to mostly know.
Right.
And if he doesn't, then I can find somebody who has the answers.
Okay. But I love that, the Silver Eagle gift idea. That's really cool.
It's so great. Like, both my boys got one when they graduated, and they, you know, they think of it as super special, which they like coins. Like, my oldest likes coins with ships on them.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they're not silver, there's a lot of foreign coins. We have a huge bucket of foreign coins that are just random coins. He likes to just go through sometimes and just pick out the coins with the ships on them and still keep them. They're worth a quarter maybe, but to him it's cool because it's a ship.
Yeah, no, but what you like, things that people collect, the symbols and things that they like.
Yes.
So I know you have a favorite.
I do, my Athenian owl, which we don't have one in the store right now.
Uh-oh.
But that one's my favorite because she's a 449 BC coin. So it's got Athena on one side and her owl on the other.
Wow.
And I mean, it came from Athens. Like, somebody found this thing.
449 BC?
BC. I mean,
wow.
Just think of everywhere.
I didn't even know they had coins back then.
Like, I mean, they had to hammer, you know, it was hammered. They had to hammer those coins.
Yeah, I guess so. Interesting.
It's just.
What's the oldest coin that you now have in the shop?
Probably the Cobbs right now, which are like, 1600s, 1700s.
So those are the pirate.
The pirate monies. Yeah.
Now, is it all Spanish or is it different things?
I think these ones are all Spanish, and I don't know if they can be different. That's a great question. I'm just curious. As far as I know, they're all Spanish.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know everything about them, so, you know, don't yell at me if I'm wrong, please. But, so those, now, technically, my brother has a very old ancient coin in his collection that's got a little turtle on it.
That one
was older than my Athenian owl, and I don't know the year it was. I don't know the year, but I know it was older than my Athenian owl.
I've never even heard of a turtle on a coin.
People
around here that are all our turtle, our Gulf Coast turtle watch folks, are you listening? Get some now, turtle coins.
Fiji, and we get these every once in a while too. Fiji does have a coin that has like a sea turtle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we get those every once in a while. Those are beautiful.
Oh, wow.
And on another note, I'm going to change gears. We're getting some silver bars in hopefully next week. They're on order and they're Star Wars, just in time for May the 4th.
Oh my goodness. Star Wars silver bars.
Yes. One's going to have Darth Vader on it. And the other one's got, Luke, Leia and Hans.
All right. Matthew Campbell, are you listening? my Star Wars collector friend.
That's it. I know I'm already planning to get a handful of each because, you know, Star Wars is my life.
Okay. Well, I got to introduce my friend Matt because he's got quite the collection. So with that, so there's silver bars?
Yeah, so they're like little 1 ounce silver bars, and they're probably going to be, you know, around $37-38 a piece off the top of my head. I'm super excited about them.
Okay, we got another question that just came in. Where is a good place to start a child collecting? We have wheat pennies and the 50 states. But he wanted to start a valuable, quote-unquote, collection.
Yeah.
Are dimes a good idea?
Yes, dimes are an excellent idea. You can definitely come into the store and talk with us and bring your little one in there to look around.
Mm-hmm.
I say little. I don't know how old they are, but bring them in to look around. Wheat pennies are great. The 50 states are easy because you can...
I have that. Well, I have the quarters.
The 50 state quarters.
Yes, the quarter collection.
Dimes are amazing. We have books that are used folders, like the little blue ones we've talked about.
Are those still around? They are still around. To me, that's something that that's super special because I had them when I was a kid.
Yep, they're super nostalgic.
Yes,
so we have new ones and we have used ones that we let, you know, the kids get to pick through.
Oh, I should bring mine in, actually.
And get books, you know, to start their little dime collection. Dimes are great. They can go anywhere from, you know, I think we're selling them a little over $2 a piece right now.
Really?
Yeah.
For a dime?
For a dime.
That's not a bad return.
It's not. And, you know, the wheat pennies, there's also Indian head cents, which is before the wheat pennies.
Okay.
Now, some of them are hard to collect, but still.
So you're saying Indian head cents, pennies.
Yes.
When you say that, I think of the Buffalo Nickels.
You do think of the Buffalo Nickels. So they did the Buffalo Nickels, and then they did the Indian head cents.
Indian head cents. Now, when were those done? I've never heard of that. Those were started in
1850-something, all the way up to 1909.
Wow. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
That's a new one for me.
So those are fun. So you could even come in and get like a little hodgepodge bag and then a couple of books and then let them kind of like fiddle through the bag and figure out which books they go in.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing we love to do is help
the
kids.
It's a good rainy day thing.
Yes.
For sure, especially at the beach.
Yes.
Especially at the beach. Well, that's pretty cool. So I've had my own coin collections and stuff. So you have, now what else can the kids collect? Are there other things besides coins that are collectibles that you all deal with?
Right now, I mean, we have like, we don't have a lot of different things right now besides the coins to collect that I can think of off the top of my head. Or just the silver bars and stuff. I'm trying to think if we have anything new. We've had meteorites.
Really?
Yes, which those are getting more difficult to find, so we haven't had those in a while. We've had ammonites.
No, what's ammonite?
Ammonite is a fossil.
Oh.
It looks kind of like a snail shell.
Oh,
fossil.
Do you have crystals too and things like that?
I don't have crystals or anything like that, but those are just two things for some reason. They go kind of hand in hand.
Ammonites and meteorites.
Yeah, they go hand in hand with coin collecting. I don't know. I don't mind it. I love them both. So,
interesting. Okay.
We've had those kind of things in the past. We have not had them recently.
Okay. Well, one of the things I heard recently is that the rumor has it they're going to stop making the penny.
I would be happy.
Really? Well, yeah, I was going to say, you're a coin person, so what are your thoughts about
that? I've wanted them to not make the penny for like forever.
Really? Like, why is that?
They're
just kind of fond of pennies. But you see, so for me, it's nostalgic. It has no basis in any kind of practical.
And for me, I'm just like, I've seen a bajillion pennies, I feel like, in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Canada stopped making pennies years ago.
Really?
So that's the other thing. People are like, well, if they stop making pennies, are they going to be worth more? No. Canada's pennies, in Canada, they're not worth it. There's a handful just like ours that have value. Mm-hmm. The rest of them are just sitting there now, mm-hmm. just sitting there waiting for something to happen to them, which is probably what will happen here. I mean, I feel like they should stop making $2 bills too, but that's just me.
Well, I collect those.
A lot of people do. It's okay.
I don't know. I know they don't have any other value than $2, right?
But that's fine. And like,
they're just cool.
Everybody has a niche. So like, you know, collect what you love. Like I don't collect just money and stuff like that. I collect like Star Wars things, mm-hmm. and you know, Mickey Mouse and all that kind of, you got to collect what you love, even if it's going to drive your husband crazy.
Right, there you go. Have a good place to display it.
That's it.
If you're going to collect it, display it. Don't stick it in the box under the bed.
Exactly.
Seriously. Because my dad had so much stuff and it was in a box under the bed.
Yeah, exactly. Put it out so everybody could see it.
And enjoy it, yeah.
Exactly.
So I have a big penny jar.
Yeah.
And I'm highly tempted now. You've got me thinking about that because I've been collecting that forever.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in there.
When people come in with a bag of pennies and they're like, can you go through these? My answer is always like, no. However, I can give you a list to look for the better dates.
Okay.
And when you're sitting at home at night, relaxing, watching TV, drinking your sweet tea, your hot cocoa, whatever, you just sit there and go through your pennies.
I'm going to get that list from you.
Yeah, definitely.
I think because I'm very curious about that. And that's kind of a fun, silly thing to do.
It is. And it's like, you know, it's cathartic. It can be very cathartic. Mm-hmm. Now, don't start looking for errors, because if you start looking for errors, your brain's going to see things that aren't there.
Okay.
You know, if you want to look for errors, I would say look at maybe 5 or 6 coins mm-hmm. and every day or so, and focus on, you know, that a little bit, because if you look at a whole bunch of coins, you're going to see something that's not there.
Well, I remember back in high school, there was a dollar bill, or there were some bills going around that had certain numbers that you looked for.
Yes.
Are people still doing that?
People still do that. So they can, the biggest one I know is a radar note. So it goes like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then from the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So it goes up and then down.
Is that on a dollar bill?
That could be on any of them.
Any bill.
Any bill.
Okay.
Or if it had like, you know, 6, 7s mm-hmm. and then some numbers, like that would be something people would look for. Some people look for birthdays.
Right, that's true.
Which is more for just nostalgic reasons than mm-hmm. like, you know, other things like that. But you know, there's things on dollar bills that can be errors too.
Right.
Which are cool. Like somebody has like, if the ink is like from the back on the front, that's a huge error. Like, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah. So we're talking with Stephanie Donson. She's our Pensacola expert, panel expert on coins with Emerald Coast Coins. 850-437-1620. A couple minutes left if you want to send in a question.
Yeah.
So now, I love the idea, as we were talking earlier, if you just joined us, about graduation gifts. I think the Silver Eagle 2025 is awesome.
It's a great idea. Gift. And it's relatively easy to do, even if you have to ship it somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's not going to weigh a whole bunch.
And what's the price?
They're going to be around, with their little case, around $40 with the little case.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But they will eventually have even more value.
They will always go with the price of silver. They should always ebb and flow with the price of silver.
Okay.
And things like that. So on that note, silver, eagles, like gold and silver bullion and stuff like that, we don't take credit or debit on. Mm-hmm. Our profit margin is super small, and their fees they charge are astronomical. So definitely bring in cash.
Oh, okay. That's like, we've never said that before.
I know.
Okay.
I just thought about that. I'm like, we have never talked about that. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good to know.
You know, we will take checks, respectively.
Mm-hmm. But definitely bring in cash so
but
you can
most
avoid
people,
the fees.
Yes. Okay.
Very smart. Yeah, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, we've got about a minute left. What else can we talk
Let's
about?
Let's see. Our phone number.
Yes.
850-473-1515. And you can always find us on Facebook. Look for Emerald Coast Coins. You'll see a picture of my dad's dogs. You can message me on there. Mm-hmm. I don't always see it right away because we have been crazy busy lately.
What's been the bulk of your business right now?
I have somebody who asks me that every day, Kevin. He asks me every day. I'm like, we're buying and selling, Kev. Mm-hmm. We're buying and selling. It just doesn't stop. It usually picks up around lunchtime and stops around 3.
Interesting.
4.
Okay.
And we're tired and ready to go home.
Wow. Well, it's such another world for me, but I find it fascinating, and you do such a great job of describing all the different coins things to look for. So if you'll give that information out one more time, and if anybody has a question, you can always call.
Yeah, 1811 Creighton Road, 850-473-1515, or find us on Facebook.
Okay, so on Facebook,
Emerald Coast Coins.
Coins.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's such a pleasure always, Stephanie, to have you on the show. You're always so interesting.
Thank you.
Stephanie Donson with Emerald Coast Coins, 850-485-7241. Is that correct, that number?
No.
Oh, okay. Which number?
850-473-1515.
Okay. Never mind on that one. Forget that one. Give the right one again.
Okay. 850-473-1515.
Okay. There you go.
Thanks.
We're good. All right. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Emerald Coast Coins.